Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey from CBS-FM.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome back to another extravaganza that we call the Brooklyn's Own Podcast. This is episode number
19.
19. And we have Louie here with us today.
Hi, guys.
Back in the studio.
Yeah, he's been running around like a crazy person, moving from the borough, the fourth largest borough in the world.
We're almost done. I'm in contract. I'm almost there. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be a huge move for you. Because you're an 18th Avenue guy.
Yeah. He's going to hate it.
Why, you hate it?
Yeah. I love some of the people that I've met in Staten Island so far are great.
Get out.
Oh, Joe,
leave now.
The second that I have
You know why you hate it?
Why?
I'm going to tell you right now, because your girlfriend's not on Staten Island, your girlfriend's in Brooklyn, and that's why you hate it, because every single day, $17, $17,
$17,
but it's all.
17, it's like five.
I don't pay.
How do you get over the bridge?
There's ways around that.
All right. So, no, it's not that. It's not my girlfriend. It's just that I feel like, I mean, obviously it is partly because of her, but I feel like when I'm in Staten Island.
You're a brown nose.
It doesn't.
Did you see that?
Come on,
get the violin.
He's watching his words in his face. What a brown nose. Carrie Carson is right about you.
Yeah.
Wow.
She said I'm a sucker.
Go ahead.
It's not because of her. It's because of the fact that just I'm sitting in Staten Island. It does not feel like home. I feel like I'm at like a hotel or something. When I come over the bridge.
Well, you're in a new house.
But when I come over the bridge and I get off that exit right by where the Blockbuster was.
Yeah.
I'm home. Even being in the street. I just feel like home. Louie, is going to miss that more than anything in the world.
I was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I still go there. I went once a week and I drive around and I go to my old block, but nobody's there.
Doesn't matter. It's the setting. It's the area.
Of course it's the setting. I get goosebumps when I drive through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my home now. And that's what you got to grow up. Snap out of it.
No, I think he's going to hate it.
No, I don't know. You know why he's not going to hate it? Because he's got little kids.
And they'll love it.
He's going to see the enjoyment with the little kids and the deers running around on his lawn,
Bambi.
Chewing up his flowers, you know?
Is it true that there's coyotes out there, too?
I have never seen a coyote.
I saw a picture in the Advance about a coyote.
Please, my wife will have a heart attack if she sees
a coyote. Oh, yeah, you got to see this, yeah.
They'll eat my dog
up
in 2 gulps.
They said they're following the deer now.
My dog gets swallowed up in 2 gulps.
A little Leo.
She won't even let my dog in my yard.
No.
Because she thinks a hawk is going to come down and pick up my dog. He's only 4 pounds.
He's about the size of a slice of bread for those who have never seen a picture of him.
It's crazy.
He's cute, though.
Yeah, so how is everything going in the morning with the new one? You got a new partner now?
We have a new partner on the show. It's a three-man show now. It's Karen Carson, intern Anthony, and
so did they push
Johnny.
You on the side?
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
I got really nervous over that. I thought, this was it for intern Anthony. But it's not, and Johnny's really cool.
So who's this Johnny?
He's from 95.5 PLJ.
Is he an intern too?
No, I'm the only intern around.
Is he Italian? Is he Italian?
He says he is.
What's his last name?
Mingione. I mean, he says he is, but
Mingione.
I've heard him pronounce a few words.
So, did you get, did you check this guy out in the morning?
I checked him out because I thought he was pulling a fast one here. I thought I was going to
get
the
did you check him out?
I don't know what you mean. Like, check his body out?
Check him out. You don't know who this guy is. You got to be watch what you say around this guy.
Oh, no, yeah. We still have to get to know him. But
Yeah.
He says he's Italian. He's got the last name to prove it, but I've heard him pronounce a few words, and he's no Italian.
He's not Italian?
No.
Maybe he's like an Olive Garden Italian.
That's exactly what he is.
You know? He could be like that.
That's what I think is going on.
Yeah.
But Lou, when you moving?
I want to know more about Johnny.
Oh, all right.
Me too. I want to know about this guy.
Do you tell him what to do and everything, or is...
A little bit. I mean, he doesn't...
Does you oversee his actions?
No. We're two different
Does he report to you?
No.
So let me. I'm trying to perceive this pyramid of broadcasting at 102.7. So you have Karen Carson at the hub.
Right. She's the epicenter of everything.
The epicenter. And then you have, you come dangling down.
Yes.
Okay.
It's intern Anthony.
And then you have this new guy.
John Mingione.
Now, is he to the left or the right of you or beneath you?
I think he's to the side of me. Either one. He could pick
the
left.
A lot of problems.
Wow, so fast.
Wow. He hooked up. I'm going to give him till June. And there's going to be some friction between him and John.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He's a different department.
No, because you're sandwiching the Irish girl with two Italians on each side. Something's not going to work.
Oh, trust me. He don't come across like intern Anthony.
No?
No. No.
No?
No. He sounds...
Wait till he get a load of me.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be in for the shock of his life. I guarantee you that. He ever walked down Bensonhurst a couple of years ago?
Where's he from?
Long Island.
What part?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I gotta find this guy. I gotta infiltrate this
beating.
Guy. I want to see who he is. You don't know. I want to know who's walking around these halls. When
it's
I'm
true.
Here.
Joe's
you
gonna vet
I mean?
Him.
Yeah,
make sure.
Are you just jealous that he's with Karen because you miss Karen so much?
I love Karen Carson.
I know you do. You've said it on this show a couple of times.
Yeah, I love Karen Carson.
You love her.
I don't love her. Love her. I like her on the air. I wish she came over to 101.
Maybe she will.
She should.
Let's start.
Me and her could do the morning show.
Ooh, when Scott retires,
right.
Karen and Causey.
That would CNC
oh
like the
my
soda.
God, that's
it would
a
be
great
beautiful.
Idea.
It would be great. Let's get Jim Ryan in contract.
Are we going to bring Johnny over? Or are we going to bring Anthony?
Johnny's
over?
Out. Johnny's out.
Thank
over
you.
This.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate it.
I don't even know this guy.
What if he walks in next week doing voice impressions?
Then
what are you going to do?
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. He'll disappear somewhere on Hudson Street.
I got to ask you something. Mm-hmm. How many years you're out of college?
I'm going into my second year out of college.
Okay, so and you busted your back when you were in college, right?
Yeah.
Studying. Were you working at the time and studying this and that?
So from high school, I was always doing two jobs and school at the same time, and mm-hmm. then eventually halfway through college, I gave up the deli life and started interning for CBS Radio, which uh-huh. then became Entercom Radio.
And now you're a professional intern.
And I'm a professional intern, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. It paid off. College paid off. Uh-huh. I want to know what's your take on this whole college thing with the actress from Fuller House, Lori Loughlin, you know, with her daughters, you know, paying to get into the college.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean like regular colleges. Like I'm talking like Ivy League schools.
Yeah. I think it's bull. Because I feel bad for the kids that busted their ass, because college is not an easy thing to go through. I mean, literally down to like buying the textbooks is not an easy thing to go through.
You want to shut your phone off
yeah.
and tell your mother
Look,
to leave it
it's
alone.
It's my dad. Let me start again. Literally, like, even buying the textbooks is not an easy thing to go through. I mean, you got to take some BS Spanish class that has nothing to do with your major at all, but the school requires it as a course. You wind up paying $250 for a textbook that you're going to use for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have the money to do things, and they still wind up succeeding and graduating college after busting their rear end for 4 years and taking out loans. And these morons are just shoveling money down their throat.
How'd you do in Spanish that year?
Ay, está bien.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo Did you learn
mucho.
How to do the lumbata, the forbidden
no.
dance?
No. No, they don't teach that.
I could do it.
It's not part of the curriculum.
I'm a big Latin dancer.
You know, something told me that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget it. I love the forbidden dance. I love that.
Oh, boy.
But this is a big deal right now. And let me tell you something. We're just at the top of this whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be ratting on everybody. You're going to see you're going to see professors and everybody coming out of these schools. This is a big deal.
The one from Full House, she looks like she's going to rat.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She just looks like she's ready to drop names.
Yeah, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, could you picture her in jail? Could you picture her in jail?
Maybe if they sent Uncle Jesse with her.
Yeah. I mean, forget it. And you see her daughters. I mean, they're beautiful girls, mm-hmm. you know? And what about the other guy from Shameless, his wife? William
Felicity.
H. Yeah.
Yeah,
what about her? They got her on wiretaps and everything.
They took her out in handcuffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge.
She had to post bail and everything.
This
really?
Is a big issue. I didn't know this was
yeah,
such
this
a
is huge.
Illegal thing.
Yeah, well, what's not right what they're doing when you have kids that are busting their back trying to get through to school and to apply to schools, and you get these people coming in, you know, because they got, you know, $800 million in the bank, they can get their kid into school like that. That's not how America should be, my friend.
No. You should bust your ass, and whoever gets the score gets in.
Mm-hmm.
But money rules the world.
That's right.
Aunt Becky paid $500,000 to get her daughter this status.
Really?
500 grand.
This is not including the tuition, right?
But I was reading today, she's got in her Instagram account, she has this whole thing with Amazon and everything.
Yeah, yeah, paid partnerships.
With Amazon and mm-hmm. Prime and everything. And she said right in her post that she hates going to school.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this? How crazy is this? Unbelievable.
My mother would have been pressuring if she had to pay $550,000 to get me into school. Imagine this poor girl comes home with a failed test.
Come on, how much did they pay? Come on.
Nothing.
Come on, I got some inside dirt on you, Ann. How much did they pay?
I actually got a scholarship to St. Francis College.
For what?
More than half of it.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chess?
Yeah, okay. The flute.
All right, you were in an all-male school, right?
Oh, my God. Joe. No, that's not what I meant. Oh, man. Oh,
hey, you walked into it. I just opened the door, okay? I mean, come on. No. Anyway.
I just walked into a meeting one day in Severian. St. Francis was there mm-hmm. trying to get people to sign up to go to the school. And just by accident, I signed up. And they were like, all right, we'll give you more than half if you come.
Nice.
So I was like, all right. I didn't want to leave New York.
See, you're the type of guy that just steps into these things.
Yeah.
And then you get people like me that are still going through the shallows of life.
You still going to college?
College? Please. You didn't want to go to my university. All right.
The University of 86.
Yeah, really.
Hard knocks. Hey, listen, you know what? I went to the College of Staten Island.
I
took three buses to get there from Brooklyn.
Me too. Wow.
My dad would look at me out from outside the apartment on 18th Avenue. I'd be on the corner. He'd be crying, looking at me, freezing my ass off.
Yeah,
waiting for those buses. He would take off of work because he worked in the post office overnight. Mm-hmm. He would take days off just so I could take the car to go to school because he felt so bad for me. You got people like, you know, I had no scholarship, you know.
Same thing.
And you got people over here paying off just so they could say that they have some kind of status in a school.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. What is going on here?
What is the status that she wanted?
You graduated from Yale or Wake Forest or, you know, the prestigious schools.
No, even further than that. It's something where they would say that they were affiliated with a sports team or something, even though they never even played.
They photoshopped someone's face on a pole vaulter to get into a school.
I did something similar to this in Severian.
Oh, boy. Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of pole vaulting going on there, huh?
No. Oh, my God. That's the second shot at Severian in about 3 minutes.
Wait. What did I say? I'm talking about sports. Man.
In Severian, we had to take, like, three different gym classes for every trimester or whatever it was in Severian. And I hated sports. I never wanted to play or anything mm-hmm. like that. So at the time, I was working in Ravioli Fair on 86th Street. I would bring all of the gym teachers two fresh boxes of raviolis a trimester, and I never had to play, never had to show up.
So you're the perfect example of what we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
You paid off coaches in raviolis to get ahead in your education, my friend.
I watched them mark me present for the entire trimester, and it was like September.
You could shut the school down right now.
This is a scandal.
This is a big scandal. I'm calling the Post right now.
They've all been released of their duties since then, by the way. Every one of them.
I could see it right now in the Home Reporter. I could see it right now. Zaberian High School closed down due to ravioli scam.
Ravioli scam.
Wait a minute. So that means you were kind of tipping them with ravioli?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Kind of like the way Joe tips with cookies.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Oh, I did that today.
It all came together.
I did that today. I had to go today to my doctor. Sure as I gave him the, you know, the Saviotti cookies with the chocolate ones. Hey, I had to get the thing done today, you know?
But what is he, forge your reports or something? Like what are you giving him a tip for?
I don't want to wait in a waiting room, okay? I don't want to wait there like a mamaluke. I don't have time to go to the bathroom, all right? So I want to get there, I want to go in, out and leave.
So because some dying grandmother was there before you, you're going to step over her with a box of seven-layer cookies?
No, it's not seven layers. It's Saviotti's. Let's get the cookies right, okay?
Got to use those raviolis. You get even more.
Yeah,
right. No, Ming, imagine if you brought some money guts. Forget about it. You didn't even have to go to school. Wow. That's crazy.
One of the gym teachers that I used to do that to, I would give him the raviolis. towards the end of the last year in Severian. This is when he got fired. He asked me what school I was going to. And I said, I'm going to St. Francis in Brooklyn. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, you're going to St. Francis? You're going to stay in Brooklyn? I said, yeah. I want to be, you know, I want to be on the radio or TV or something. So I figured, why not stay in New York?
Right.
And he looks at me and he goes, if you're staying in Brooklyn, you're going to be a moron and slice cold cuts for the rest of your life.
Who said this?
One of my gym teachers.
You got his name?
No. Yes, actually, I do.
Write his name down.
It's George Blood.
Don't give it his name. Is,
that's all I'll give out. He was a gym teacher in Severian. His name was George Blood. He had apologized to me. No, I don't even want to put a beep in it.
You got to put a beep in.
No, there's a couple of
I don't want you to get
there's
in trouble.
There's consequences to these things.
Right. Yeah. I don't want you to get in trouble.
You got people listening all over the world,
right.
Remember.
Oh, you got please. Two people in Japan listening to you right now.
If one of the people from Japan come to the United States just to report Severian that
you
I gave
you know what
this
I want to do? I want to know who these two people are in Japan listening.
Mm-hmm. Me
and
too.
And two, when they come here to New York, I want to take them out for Japanese food.
Where? Which diner are you going to take them to?
Any
for Moju pork?
No, Chinese roast pork. Get it straight, man.
Wait, hold on one second, because this is something that people mentioned to me after they heard the last podcast that we did. And
it's
now
not
Moju
pork.
Now that Louis here, he's going to decide this for us. Louis. Is Moju pork the same thing as
Chinese roast pork? No.
No, it's different.
No, it's a sandwich.
Yeah, it's different.
Moju pork you put in pancakes, and it's like a pancake. Hello, what is...
Yeah, it's a flat noodle.
What do you let... No, Moju pork is made with vegetables and onions and, you
okay.
know, so, and you put it like... They make, give you like pancakes.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Chinese taco.
All right.
And Chinese roast pork at a diner. We got to get a Greek guy in here because they make them
do
the best.
Do we have any Greeks out there?
No. No.
Mike Adam in the afternoon at New 102.7.
He's Greek?
I don't know.
What is he?
you wanna just...
He don't even talk to me, that guy.
He's probably afraid of you.
Yeah, every time he walks on, he puts his head down like, frig you.
Everybody's afraid of Joe Causey. And they're trying not
I'm
to get their legs broken.
I'm a very personable person, you know?
Uh-huh. I know. I was afraid of you when I first met you.
Really?
Yeah, it was on 86th Street with the John Travolta thing.
My dog just started liking me. And it's 4 weeks now.
Your dog
4 months.
Like you?
He didn't like me. Must have been the height. I don't know.
What do you got over there? What's this big stainless steel?
This is
steel?
A great thing. I really brought this in to show Louie because... This was right around the corner from your house, right, Lou?
Lenny's, oh yeah.
Yeah. This guy sent me this picture. He listens to the podcast every single week.
What's his
and
name?
And his name is Peter Inzerillo. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And you want me to give him his Instagram thing? He's got some great pictures.
Let's plug him.
Yeah,
his Instagram
it.
Is Lens Cap Mafia.
Oh.
Okay. And he took a picture of Lenny's Pizza on 86th Street with the fire hydrant right in the front. I mean, is this a great shot or what? I may give this to Jim Ryan for his office.
That's beautiful.
A good.
I love it.
You like this?
Love it.
I love it. But he's an original Sadie boy, this guy.
What's a Sadie boy?
Ask your father who's a Sadie boy. Sadie boys were very big back in the day. We were like the Fordham Baldies of Brooklyn. I mean, we were very, very known. We were known. You want to get off your phones, guys? And stop tweeting and texting as I'm talking?
You're telling a story. I'm listening to it.
But this is a great shot. This is a beautiful shot. I like the black and white thing.
It's nice.
This is the only thing is Travolta's missing in front of Lenny's. Is this an iconic picture, Lou?
Cut out the picture of you and him and put it in there.
Love that.
Photoshop it.
Yeah. Love that. Saturday Night Fever was so huge.
That is nice, though. I really like that.
It's so huge. It's such a huge thing. I'll be doing a Saturday Night Fever concert this summer in Coney Island.
Oh, is that with the New York Bee Gees?
Yep.
Oh, I love
what
that.
What the hell is the New York Bee Gees?
Oh, wait. These guys are amazing. I mean, two out of the three Bee Gees are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three out of them, really. Andy's kept gone. And these guys, they do an amazing job. Sound just like the Bee Gees. Shut off your phone.
That's not me.
Oh, it's me.
It's you. Look at this.
Me.
Look how this story comes full circle.
That's me.
Let's move on. What do you think of Pete Davidson?
I don't like Pete Davidson.
I like him.
He's too political for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he did the whole thing with that the guy from the military who lost his eye. He insulted that guy.
I know.
Now he said...
I think he likes controversy.
He does. See, that's what he's trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, he's feeding off that. You know, he's feeding off the controversy. Right, Lou? You ever have him on in the morning?
No, never had Pete on. No, no.
You should. He's a Staten Island guy.
You know, I feel bad. He lost his dad in 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what kind of triggered everything that's going on with him.
Yeah.
So... He's
not a bad guy.
Yeah.
His mom, one of the nicest people in the world, his mom is the nurse at Severian still, full-time.
Really?
Yep. And when he was dating Ariana Grande and the whole breakup and everything, kids were being real bastards to her. They would walk up to her in school and they would sing the song Thank You Next to her.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I was there to see that because I would have threw a 16-year-old guy a beating.
Wow.
She's one of the nicest
women
in the world.
You're like a tough
guy. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We can hang, me and you.
He's scaring me.
Me and you could hang, right?
I'm not a tough guy.
I would have fit in with you on 86th Street.
I am not like that, my friend. No, no, no.
What, were you a priest?
I'm a working man. I pay taxes.
Well, Louie can't even keep it in over there.
I pay taxes. Yeah. I do the right thing. I go home. I watch American Idol on DVR.
Is that what the working man does? They watch American Idol?
Yeah, I'm a regular guy. I barbecue in the yard.
Okay. Anyway.
I walk my dog. I go to LA Fitness like everybody else and
me
sweat.
Me too. If anybody ever wants to come by and say hi.
Where do you go to LA Fitness?
The one on Richmond Avenue.
That's where I go.
Do you really?
What time do you go?
Depends, like 3-ish.
Good, because I'll go at 11. I don't want to see you naked in the locker room, all right?
They've been fixing the pool. I want to give a shout out to LA Fitness because they've been fixing the pool.
Oh, stop stroking these places. You don't stop.
For about 3.5 years, they've been fixing this pool.
Yeah.
My father puts the pool up in the summer in 3 hours, and this place can't put a pool together in 3 years.
Oh, no, they're redoing it right now.
They're redoing it.
They're redoing it. What do you think, Kyle? Look at this.
I know. Look how hard his chest is getting.
Look at that.
Put it closer to the microphone and beat it.
Listen to this, folks. Freaking animal.
Oh, my goodness. Animal. You're a beast.
You're looking good.
Wait till the summer.
Forget about it. I lost 20 pounds. I swear to God, I lost 20 pounds.
What's your workout when you go there?
Every day. I do 45 minutes of cardio.
Okay, that I don't do.
And then every day, a different muscle.
I do the first 45 minutes in the locker and we talk. We discuss the day.
Oh, my God. There is some people to look at in there. Forget it. They should really keep some shirts on in there. I have seen some stuff, man.
Your own locker?
Yeah, I make sure I get the same one every day.
Well, it's a whole day. Like, you know, the first 45 minutes, we discuss the day.
Mm-hmm.
Events.
Oh, you got your friends there and everything?
Yeah, we discuss the day. Then we go outside for like 25 minutes. We do a cigar. Then
the
we
gym.
Go in. Well, outside.
Yeah.
Then we go inside and then we do a little bit. And then we leave.
What's a little bit?
15, 20 minutes. Then we go. Then we
what
go
do
have
you
a.
Do? You spend 3 hours there.
Then we go to. We go have a Pinel sandwich.
Yeah.
And that's it. My day's done.
I don't understand. Well, you got to go to the locker room first.
I don't need a lot of workout. I just do, you know, I do intensity. It's intense workout.
On your lungs,
it's
an
intensity workout.
Oh, my God, Joe.
But, yeah.
Joe, I think we got to stop there.
We got to.
There's
your
secret. People to ponder that. Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, everybody. Reach us here all the time online at cbsfm.com and at radio.com. It's me, Brooklyn's own Joe Causey.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And Louie.
And we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
See you at the gym.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.